You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
We're kind of running through this episode.
We've been recording for almost an hour.
Okay.
And we still have to talk about You Man French Montana.
Oh. I really thought you were going to go somewhere else. I really did.
Yep. Let's talk about French. French has a hit single.
What many people say to be the record of the summer.
And that would be Unforgettable.
Yep.
Featuring Swae Lee doing a Weekend impression.
And this was, from what I'm hearing, this was supposed to be a Drake song. Because of course it was.
I could kind of see that, although I'm looking at the credits. It's not like anybody involved in this has ever done anything with Drake, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. But yeah, I could see that. But let's talk about where French is at right now. Because when we recorded for the only time in person, we reviewed what we thought was a French Montana album.
Yeah, you're right. We did.
Mm-hmm. Which was MC4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But because that leaked out. But then it was like, well, there were sample clearance issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quotes there. Although, I don't think there are any samples on the album.
No, that totally wasn't it.
So, you know.
It leaked.
And, No Shop. I forgot about No Shopping.
No Shopping. What started the Joe Budden beef.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He had a record with Kanye and Nas in there? I forgot about that.
Yeah, Figure It Out. Oh, the beat is dope, too.
Yeah.
They shot a video and everything.
Oh, and of course, Lockjaw. Sorry, is Funk Flex in the studio? Could you...
Come on, man. Don't do that.
Big Truck Series.
Big Truck Series. Fix your face.
So, you know, we thought, you know, we were going to get, we're going to get Mac and Cheese 4 as an album, but instead it was like leaked. So instead it became a mixtape. And now, you know, we get Unforgettable a couple months ago, actually back in like springtime, right? Like, yeah, April. And that really kind of took off and did a little, you know, it peaked at number. It was like a top five, like Billboard hot, total overall Hot 100, like song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
French Montana.
Yep.
Come a long way.
Very much so.
And so we have Jungle Rules, which is 18 tracks, because we're back in that era now. Now that everyone's realized, oh, right, that's how streaming works. How appropriate. I have not quite track by track notes, but sort of loose notes.
Good for you.
I'll run. There's some stuff in here that's not bad, right? Like Whiskey Eyes, the first track with Chinx. Feels very much like a French Montana style record. Like he loves that. I mean, basically it's like the shot caller drums, right? You throw 100%. Those in anything and that gets him like in a certain kind of zone.
100%.
And I get that. We just talked about Unforgettable with Swae Lee. How do you like that song? No,
I'm not going to say I don't like it. I'm not going to lie. Like I haven't really heard it. Like I've just heard the hook and I've heard French just kind of, but I haven't heard the whole record. No.
Am I crazy for thinking that Swae Lee sounds like The Weeknd on there?
No.
It doesn't sound like Swae Lee to me, but I don't know.
But you know, this is the Swae Lee solo world tour.
Unforgettable is, it's weird, like, because I kind of hear it and I'm like, I mean, it's funny you say that you had heard that it would be for Drake, because I'm like, oh, right, of course someone's going to do a record kind of like this. Like, I get it. But it doesn't even seem like that great to me, but I think it just kind of has a certain feel to it. Like I'm sure. And the other part of the problem for me is, right, I'm not really in environments where this is going to make a lot of sense.
And I brought that up on the show a few weeks ago. Like,
yeah,
it's as we get older, how can you and I determine like what's a good club record? Because we're not in the club. And obviously what was in the club when we were in the club, they're not really playing that.
You know how it get in the club,
man. We can't. Yo, you are killing me today.
All references today.
Yo, I saw a tweet the other day where a guy said, yo, Nelly Hot in Here is a crazy record. I could only imagine what it was like in the clubs when that came out. I was still holding a bottle. What? Oh, I'm old.
That is Nellyville.
That's peak Armand in the club.
That's 2002?
Yeah, two. Yep.
Right. So that was 15 years ago.
It's peak Nellyville. Pimp Juice.
She wants some pimp juice. Woo! Peak Air Force Onery.
Peak Air Force Onery.
Now, I know everybody in the tri-state area is yelling right now and saying that Air Force One's never died. And I hear you loudly, but for the rest of the country.
They died. They died. And it was kind of Nelly's fault. I hope he got a check for that.
That's amazing, right? Nowadays, he would totally get a check for that.
100%. Couple rec passed Courvoisier, like,
he got a rappers. Check for that. He got a check for that.
Yeah. You know that for sure?
You think Puff was involved and didn't get a check?
Nah, you're right.
Maybe Puff got a check.
Right, yeah, Puff got a check.
No, I mean, the it's basically an ad for Courvoisier. They were really ahead of their time, right? Like, people weren't really making music videos as ads back then.
No. Oh, my God. Oh,
so, anyway, what were we talking about?
Okay, yeah, so French.
French. Sorry. The Able record on here is I'm kind of bored with The Weeknd.
Very much so. I would agree with that.
As much as this stinks, because he's already, you know, it was like, all right, you gave us House of Balloons, you gave us that era. Then he kind of made a little bit of a switch. Still, you know, general scumbaggery, but not quite the same.
And now he's dancing.
Well, you know.
He's dating pop stars.
More power to him. But at this point, I'm like, all right, well, what, this is the worst thing to say as a fan, but really, it's like, all right, what else you got?
Yo, here's something really interesting. I saw this on Twitter too, and I think you and I talked about this when Trilogy came out. The mixing on Trilogy turned me off to Abel as a whole.
The mixing is bad. No.
The mixing on Trilogy compared to the dirty, grimy, grittiness on the mixtapes, like all they had to do was, if The Weeknd, if House of Balloons, Thursday, and what was the other one? Echoes of Silence or something like that. If those three records come out today, they're not getting remixed and remastered. They're just going straight to streaming services.
Well, part of it was there are some songs where they had to recreate because they couldn't clear samples.
Oh.
That's part of the problem. There's at least one song where they had to redo it because of the sample.
Which one?
Now you're going to make me look it up. Hold up.
Come on, I thought you just knew, man.
You would think I would know. House of Balloons, right. Was it the Aaliyah sample?
What record had the Aaliyah? I have
need.
Not heard.
What you
Which
need?
One?
What you need?
Oh, shoot. Okay, do I need to pull that up?
Yeah, go ahead. You're like, this is going back to a dark place.
Man, not a good place for me.
Oh, I take that back. I'm reading it right here. Yes, so they had to... Oh, so he was... I'm right. Okay, so I'm reading it right off Wiki. Because, you know, Wiki's always right. He had to get clearance for the samples, but they had to exclude the sample of Rock the Boat off of What You Need. That's the Trilogy version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell.
100%. Yeah, I don't need that right now. Oh, that album, boy. Woo. Thank God for Jesus. That, oof.
House of Balloons, Glass Table Girls.
Oh, man. They did spawn one of our better records. One of our more underrated records.
The mix on that is awful, but...
Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't be the rapper guy who says my last album wasn't that good. Don't do that.
And I still like his cover of Dirty Diana.
No.
And I like The Fall, but that
I haven't heard.
The Fall
I haven't
is
heard
dope.
Any of these records? I'm looking right now. I have not heard any of these records since 2012. Maybe
just couldn't go back, huh?
Can't go back.
Okay.
I may go back, but no.
First of all, it's not the right season.
Yeah, probably like September.
Yeah.
Like warm days, but like kind of brisk nights. That's when I need to go back. But then it's kind of good that it is off the season.
So, Fresh Montana.
Yeah, Fresh Montana. Sorry.
The Travis record is fine. It sounds exactly like a Travis record. And actually, there's a couple things on here where I kind of get... It's funny for a guy who... Because I feel like French kind of has... And it is that like connection with Harry Fraud, even though Harry Fraud only produces a handful of songs on here, actually one, I think. I still feel like the Harry Fraud influence on a lot on some of French's stuff, mainly the drums. But there's some records on here where I'm like, okay, this sounds like a record from this other person, you know? So like the Travis record, even though it's not produced by Travis Scott, it feels like a Travis Scott record. Hotel Bathroom, I have no idea what's going on in this song.
No, no.
What's worse is I know people will sing along to that out loud, like at a concert. But Bring Them Things with your man, Skateboard P.
Listen, man.
And La Musica de Harry Fraud.
That was the most terrible Spanish pronunciation.
Between the Air Force One slander and that, every New Yorker right now is just so mad.
Killing you right now. Like, they are ready for your head.
The bandana is extra tight. An extra one for the wrist. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, son. Yo, son.
Yeah, a lot of yo sons.
Yo, son.
Bring Them Things is such a stereotypical Harry Fraud record, and I'm kind of torn on it because I really feel like if you listen to this on headphones, like, this is not really a headphones record, but like in the right environment, I wouldn't be mad at this song. Yeah. And Pharrell works on this song.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool thing about those stereotypical French Montana records, Shot Caller, what was the other one he did?
Every New Yorker right now is so mad.
I'm a Coke boy.
So mad.
Yeah, I'm a Coke boy. So like, he's got a couple of these and they all work. So like, maybe the album cuts aren't as crazy, but like, you know, they're for the most part not home runs, but they're solid. They range from good to really dope. And yeah, this works. This isn't bad.
But you know, like the Quavo record just sounds like a Quavo record.
Yeah.
The Future record just sounds like a whatever Future record. Young Thug record sounds like a Young Thug record. It's interesting that there's a couple records here, like She Workin' and is it Formula? I think. Yeah, or maybe Famous, one of the two, I can't remember. Sort of switches to almost like a pseudo dancehall kind of sound again, right? Yeah. So he has Unforgettable at the top, and then he kind of swerves towards the end of this. And I was like, okay. I mean, it's not terrible. The problem is we're like in the teens, the track listing now, and I'm sort of tuning out. But I want to give a shout out to the beat, at least, on White Dress, which is really dope, the last record. I don't like French crooning over, if I'm looking at the credits correctly, what appear to be lyrics by Jeremiah, but Jeremiah doesn't have to do the hands like those. It'd be funny if he did. Like, you're writing the lyrics down, he puts in the ad lib here, insert, like,
you know, that's what happens.
But overall, like, I think this is, if I'm remembering MC4 correctly, I feel like this is honestly, this just feels like a French Montana project at this point. Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. He's not really growing or progressing, but he seems to be a reliable, like, when he comes out, there's going to be a record or two that pop on radio and some really pop.
Mm.
That's kind of French. And that's kind of an underrated talent.
Yeah. To consistently be able to turn out hit records. Sure. Sure.
Right. Like, they haven't even pushed Bring Them Things yet.
It'll end up on like the 2K soundtrack or something.
The Weeknd record is what they're going to push next.
You think so?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
How you feeling about Mr. Montana?
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is what it is. Like, French, this must be the episode of artists who are what they are. And
well,
what do you mean?
Soon that might change.
Oh, okay. So far.
So far.
Artists, we've talked about three artists who essentially are who they are. And that's kind of an underrated talent as well, where, you know, let me try to think of like a good sports analogy. So you've got the guy, you've got your superstars, but then you've got that one guy who's going to get you, you know, you can rely on him for 8 to 11 rebounds a game, or
the guy who,
5 assists.
Or the guy who, you know, you put him in the corner, he's going to hit his shots.
He's going to hit his shot.
Right.
Yep. He's only going to play, he might average 7 to 10 minutes a game. Maybe he's the guy, maybe he's the energy guy off court. So maybe he's the guy everybody goes to his house and hangs out, and, you know, he offers some things to the team that, you know, you can't really pay for. Maybe French is just that guy. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing, especially in a world where we come from hip hop, where everybody wants to do everything. But if you think about it, Drake is a guy who does everything. Kendrick is a guy who tries to do everything.
Mm.
Just trying to think of like the heavy hitters. Cole is a guy who tries to do everything. Who else is up there?
Kanye?
Kanye does everything.
Kanye's he's almost in his own world.
Yeah, but he comes from that everything school.
Right.
He comes from that. So I kind of expect him to do it. But a lot of these new guys are kind of like, they're niche artists. And maybe niche isn't such a bad thing. Maybe it's cool being the guy who can hit the corner three when you need him to. And that's what French is. You may not pick him. He's the guy like on 2K where like maybe in real life you don't really pick him. But then in 2K, he's more important to your team than you let on. Like you almost like him because of how he plays on 2K. Something like that. I'm not crazy about the album, but
yeah.
I get what French is. You know what I'm saying? So it works.
Anything else you want to say about Jungle Rules?
No.
Let's move on to the album that you and I have been waiting to talk about for quite some time.
Oh boy.
Originally titled Scum F Flower Boy, or as I will give my wife credit for this, Scoofu Flobo, as she called it.
Scoofu Flobo.
Now it's just called Flower Boy. This new project from your man, Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator.
This was an album that had an actual honest to God leak.
Yeah.
11 days.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yep.
And the leak isn't the same.
No. How is it different?
Who That Boy is a little different.
Okay.
The version of Who That Boy on the leak is, I think, from the video, because it's got Call Me, it's got 911 at the end for a snippet. On the actual album, Who That Boy, the opening is slightly different, and it's just, it doesn't go right into 911.
Yeah.
But either way, we've been listening to this record now for what, like?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of time for us to sit with a project before we talk about it on the show.
Yep.
So before we dive into this, let's look back. So last we heard from him was Cherry Bomb.
Yep.
A project that you and I liked.
Yes, very much so. It was on my end of year list that year.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of high too.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of this evolution of Tyler into this more, like just him continuing to expand his, what he can do with production, right? And unfortunately, the mix on Cherry Bomb, which I will continue to complain about forever. you know, he purposely mixed his vocals low, which he talks about on the little Cherry Bomb documentary/film that's up on YouTube. But Cherry Bomb was dope and was a, when we talk about artists who change and who progress, Cherry Bomb was a progression for him, right?
100%.
Okay. But there were still some tracks where, at least for me, I was like, meh.
Sure.
Okay.
Where it was like, it was, as much as I love that album, it was almost there.
Mm.
And I think I said that when we reviewed the album. I was like, whatever he does next is going to be the album that he breaks out.
And so here we are. The first single was Who That Boy and 911. Apparently they put out Boredom as a single.
Yes. But, well, Boredom was a leak.
Right. Was
oh,
a
not
leak.
A leak. I'm sorry. It was just, single because it came out streaming services. So never mind. Never mind. Yes.
But what's really started to gain steam is I Ain't Got Time.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about when we get there.
Okay.
But before we start, because I want to go track by track on this, because this is a fascinating project.
Yes.
Is there anything else I'm leaving out before we get started?
Did you watch the Cherry Bomb documentary?
I have not yet.
It's on YouTube. You should check it out.
I know.
There's also a documentary on Wolf, too. And Wolf was actually... Wolf is an album that I go back and listen to, and it's better than I remember.
I went back and listened to it last week, and I was like...
It's got some joints. It's got,
yeah,
it's
it not, does. It does.
It's not quite there, but I think for many people... People still have Tyler pegged as the guy with the upside down cross eating the roach.
The guy who made Yonkers.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that guy, he's not.
No, we could talk about Who That Boy is arguably the closest we have, like sonically to that.
Yes.
But no, that is not where Tyler's at right now.
Not at all. Not at all. And I also have to mention that he still to me has the best verse of 2016.
Which was?
His freestyle over freestyle. What was that? Freestyle 4?
I watched that the other day. Woo!
Killed that. Killed it. I know people got Holy Key and that's a great verse, but Tyler did damage on that record. But yeah,
him and ASAP have an interesting chemistry.
Very much so.
But let's get started. So track one, Forward, featuring, and I should point out everything on here is produced by Tyler, no outside producers. So Forward featuring Rex Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
This song took me a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
It kind of takes a little bit to get going.
Sure.
But once it gets going,
mm-hmm.
and then once you like actually like really listen to what's going on with this instrumentation here, man, he's like, to me, this is a really interesting way to start your album because he's starting it off pretty slowly. Like,
yes.
He is not getting off to a fat, it's not like boom or, you know, punching the mouth right out of the gate or anything like that. But Forward has really grown on me and I like it a lot. How do you feel about Forward?
I like it. Same thing as you.
Okay.
It took a little bit. I was almost a little impatient, but I'm glad I stuck around because the record's dope.
Mm. Well, this might be, Forward is just dope, but it's not what I would call the most interesting stuff on this album.
Nah, nowhere near.
Okay. You know, it is a great song though.
Which is?
Where This Flower Blooms, featuring your man, Frank Ocean. Do you not like this record?
It's cool.
Oh, no.
It's cool.
This beat, though. Man.
Beat's dope.
Those NERD synths, man.
Yeah. We said it at length. He low-key does Pharrell better than Pharrell right now.
What I like about Tyler, so one of the interesting things to me about Tyler is, so sometimes he can be kind of almost monotone in how he's rapping.
Yeah.
But what I appreciate is, like, he will sort of switch it up on occasion. When he does, it actually really works, right? And I think there's a record where he kind of switches up a little bit from time to time here, and I really appreciate that, because otherwise you would have just this sort of monotone all the time. But no, Where This Flower Blooms, you know, the only part, I don't really love the whole like get in my car part and then it sort of like, you know, fades out the beat, and you could do away with all that. I don't need any of that.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I like Frank. The beat is great. I like the hook. Love the outro. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dope record.
Okay. Sometimes is just a little interlude, but because it's sort of setting up this, you know, golf radio sort of thing he's got running through the album. But man, this interlude is beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Interlude, super, super dope.
Yeah. It's like a minute long, but it's great.
Yep.
That's all you need to know. For like, if your interlude is a minute long and it's really good, I'm like, okay.
Yep. I'm in.
We are really cruising through this. Can we talk
get there.
Can we talk about See You Again?
Listen, man.
Tell me.
This record is phenomenal. It's the first record when I was skipping through the album, my first listen, like when those drums come in, just completely threw me for a loop.
The first time, it almost was too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The what I'm dividing up is like there's like a pre-hook and then a hook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The pre-hook with the, you know, the 2020 vision, like that part.
Yeah.
Man, that is so perfect.
Yep. Yep. And then to go into, you know, the girl singing about to go to war and I don't know if I'm gonna see you again. Super, super, super dope.
The melodies, the beats.
I'm offered like dynamics, like going from one extreme to the other. And this song does that very well.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler's rapping is good. We haven't really talked much about Tyler's rapping on this project yet.
Yeah. And I want to make a point about it whenever we get to it.
Okay. All that to say, the rapping is not unnecessary, but it's also not always central to these songs.
That was the point I was going to make. Sometimes it seems like his rapping is just an instrument.
Mm, okay. But no, See You Again is, I really cannot say enough. Like, this is on my, like, this is on the list of, like, songs I'm thinking about this year. Like, See You Again is incredible.
Yeah, See You Again is incredible. And as incredible it is, it's not my favorite song on the album.
I was going to say, here's the thing. There might be better songs in this album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. So, and you know what's fun? Let me make one quick point about his rapping. I feel like he said, like, one day I'm just going to not rap and I'm just going to create an instrumental album. I feel like he said that. So me saying that his rapping feels like an instrument at times kind of goes along with that statement. But yeah, that's all I want to say.
So just in case you thought that Tyler was going to go a little too much NERD, we get Who That Boy with ASAP.
Yeah.
This beat is so hard. Like, it took me a second because the way the drums work, it's almost a little, it's a little funky to me, but Tyler making horror movie trap beats, I'm totally on board with.
Yeah. See, I'm not crazy about these types of records.
I Who That Boy had to grow on me, but it really did. And actually what really grew on me is ASAP's part on this. I miss ASAP, man. Where's ASAP? What's he doing?
Wearing clothes on Instagram,
right?
I can't knock him for it, but
I was gonna say
that's not a diss, that's just what he's doing,
right? But no, like, yeah, it's not super long. It works. It's not like the most amazing song on this album, but as like a nice little sort of like, okay, like he can still do records like this. I have no problem with Who That Boy.
Mm-hmm. There are Odd Future fans who only want this from him.
Right. And there's another song on here that we'll get to, which also feels like in just an Odd Future-ish kind of record that
yeah.
I want to talk about when we get there.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Pothole with your man, Jaden Smith. I don't know how I feel about this record.
This record is stupendous.
The Roy Ayers sample is good.
The beat is crazy.
The beat's pretty good. I don't
Tyler's
like
Jake. Tyler's rapping on here is actually pretty good. He's rapping on here. I love the metaphor of driving that he uses. I think it's dope. The hook is all right.
The hook is pretty bad.
Yeah. The hook is all right. But nah, the beat alone for me, I'm good.
See, the beat, I kind of want to like it, but I don't know. The bass is almost a little too much. Like
it is mixed a little loud. I can.
You know, I'm gonna get nerdy there. It's the same effect as when the drums drop on "See You Again."
Sure.
But I get it. Like, this song has, the first time I heard this song and I got to the hook, I was like, no, I'm good. Jaden just like sucks all the energy out of this song.
You think so?
Yeah. Hmm. I had to switch gears. It's like, okay. Oh, that was like a legit laugh. That was good. You like,
I've never heard you sound lethargic like that, like making fun of someone. That's hilarious.
Yeah, sorry Jaden.
If nobody said, this is really old, but Jaden has a record called Beast Mode that is phenomenal. It's a few years old, but it's really, really good. Just wanted to make a note of that.
Okay, let's talk about Garden Shed.
Okay,
featuring Estelle.
Yep.
Tyler decides to make a slow jam.
Yep.
And it's dope.
Yeah. Beat is crazy.
I love Estelle's part. Again, the mixing, I could, you know, that could be a little better.
Yeah.
The first couple times I was like, I'm sorry, what does Estelle say?
Yeah.
One thing we have not talked about yet throughout this entire conversation is this narrative about Tyler, the Creator, possibly coming out on this album.
Yeah.
For me, part of why I haven't talked about it yet is, I mean, frankly, like, the music's just phenomenal. I don't really care. But this is an interesting song opportunity to talk about it, if only because once you hear that and then you actually listen to Garden Shed and you're like, oh, right, this is just a big metaphor for being in the closet.
Yeah.
there's some like, you know, had to keep it on the subwoofer I've never heard anybody describe keeping it on the low that way. And that, I love that. But there's been a lot of online like articles and talk and everything else about this whole, because Tyler has almost been like a troll who just happens to be a really dope musician.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the old Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, he's still living that down.
Mm-hmm.
And people have really had a hard time reconciling what appears to be him talking about his sexuality with what he has said before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that problematic, or does that not even register for you when you're listening to this?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Okay.
No, I really don't care.
I don't really care either. For me, the thing is more, what I think is sort of interesting to realize, like, and we've, you know, the theme of this episode has been people who like grow or mature or change through life. And clearly Tyler has changed.
Yes.
Like he has grown and he is clearly more comfortable in who he is and who he wants to be. And that you can see that from the lyrics. You can see that just, I mean, musically, we've been saying all these beats. Oh, this is dope. This is dope. Like, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but like, this is the best produced project of the year. And it's kind of not even close. There are some songs we'll get to in a bit that I'll be like, nah, okay. But overall, he is at an incredible level right now with his production. As a musician, he is in an unbelievable space. And if you would have told me that about Tyler, the Creator, when I heard Yonkers, I would have been like, really? But Garden Shed is great.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about Garden Shed?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. We should talk about Boredom though, right?
Oh my God.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
This hits me in all the feels. And I didn't even know I could have feels about being bored.
Shout out to Corinne Bailey Ray, who I just found out today is doing background vocals on this record.
Yep.
You know I love her.
Rex Orange County, who's on Forward.
Is that, Is that the girl or is that the guy?
That's the guy who's Find Some Time. And then the other girl is Anna of the North.
Okay. Yo, shout out to Rex, man. Like, I feel like, was he the guy, was he at the end of Perfect on Cherry Bomb?
Good question.
I feel like he was. Because if so, it's weird. Like, his monotone style, I like a lot.
Who is at the end of Perfect? Which part?
It's the end of Young. It's the guy and the girl are like doing a duet.
Oh, no, I think that's Tyler and I don't know how to pronounce her name. Is it Kaylee Uchis? I don't know how to pronounce this girl's name. Kylie, whatever. She's also singing on See You Again. What is, I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Nah, there's a dude, hold on. Oh, okay, I'm thinking of Austin Feinstein.
Oh, maybe.
So maybe Rex changed his name, and I'm not sure. But this monotone, it's so weird, but it just works, man. It works. This record is indescribable. This record is incredible.
Incredible.
The pre-hook when those drums and the hook, first hit, oh my God.
I know.
I laughed. It was so good.
The synths, the drums, everything. When the drums drop back out, the string outro. Oh my goodness.
Yep. 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 Oh yeah, the beat. Oh my God, the beat switch at the end. Yes. Oof. Yes. This record is fun. I almost don't want Tyler to rap on this. Tyler might be the worst part of this song, but everything else is so great.
So great.
It doesn't even matter in the end.
Just been walking around. Just been walking around singing. Find some time. Find some time to do something. That's it.
100%.
That's it. When you said there might be a better song on the album, I'm assuming you were referring to Boredom.
Yes, 100%.
This is an incredible record.
Yes.
And it's about boredom.
Yes.
I would have never, yeah. I just, man, I can't, yeah. This record is incredible. Incredible.
Yep.
And we go from boredom to the song I like the least on the album.
Which is?
I Ain't Got Time.
Yeah, I'm good on this record.
I
think it's because Boredom is so great. I get the left turn, and I talk about sharp turns on the, you know, I talk about sharp turns, like when they're done well, when done right, they're incredible. But this is, I'd kind of just want to stay in boredom for another hour and a half.
Well, also, the sample is extra goofy.
It is goofy. It reminds me of Tamale from, Wolf.
Right. It feels like that kind of goofy Tyler record.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, that, you know, that Kanye turned this down and Nicki didn't want to feature on it. And it's like, well, it's because this beat is terrible, but people like this record.
People do like this record.
Am I missing something?
No, I think it's just not for us.
Okay. That's fair. I would be totally fine with this. Have never been on the album. Like, I just don't even need this at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially because it gets in the way of me getting to 911, Mr. Lonely. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, to go from, if we would have went from boredom to 911, mm-hmm. that would almost been too much.
Too much. There's almost too many dope ideas going on here.
Yeah.
He's almost at like a Tarius Nash level where like Tarius, when the dream was the dream, when he was like stuffing extra hooks in at the end of songs, like there's so much going on here. And I should be real specific. For me, it's the first half of this.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get that. I like both parts. But now 911 is incredible.
911 is incredible. Like between the bridge and the chorus, I'm sitting there like, you know that animated GIF of Fonzworth Bentley and Kanye West in that video with the snaps and that's me during the snapping extra hard. Like
this record is a super 1994 R&B. This reeks of Groove Theory, tell me. In the best way possible.
Oh, tell me. I need to listen to that, man.
One does not take Groove Theory out of their rotation, Doc. What are you doing?
I haven't listened to that record in a while.
Oh man. Where are you and how do we get you out of where you are?
But yeah, like the beat switches. Again, like Steve, so this is what on the, you know, we got Tyler, Anna of the North, and Steve Lacy singing on this, and oh man.
Yeah.
Frank's part is fine.
Yeah.
But that
there's a live version. Check Tyler's Twitter.
Oh,
there's a live version of just Tyler playing the piano.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh yeah, that is great.
And his last verse on here, I know there's not much to it, but man, like, I'm the loneliest man alive, but I keep dancing, throw him off. Like Tyler's really like hitting the feels.
Yeah.
Mr. Lonely is cool.
Mr. Lonely's cool.
It kind of, like, I don't know. The beat is okay. Yeah. I don't know. I can't, because there was so much stuffed into those first couple minutes of 911, I'm like, no, you could have come back and you could have extended that part. Like, you could.
Yeah, just stay here. Stay here.
Stay right here. But 911 is fantastic.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about 911, Mr. Lonely?
Nope. Great song.
How do you feel about your boy Weezy F Baby on Dropping Seeds?
I like him on this verse. I like him on here.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just like it. I like that Tyler's not on it. I like it just serves as like an interlude. It's like Memphis Bleek on a Jay-Z album.
Well, he does the outro part of this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's not, it's not like a verse though.
Right. He's doing like a hook.
Yeah. And because I love Smucker so much from Cherry Bomb, I'm cool with Tyler and Wayne together.
This is just as long as it needs to be.
Yep.
Wayne just gets in and gets out. The production's nice. I wouldn't want this to like expand and go on. And I, you know, nope. This is fine.
I agree.
November kind of feels like filler to me. Am I crazy?
I'm going to say that November is the most underrated song on the album.
Okay. Tell me, what am I missing here?
I don't know if you're necessarily missing anything. It was a record that grew on me. And one day it just hit and I realized that I liked it a lot. I just love the beat. I love the switch at the end. I love the concept of the record. Like, I think it's dope.
I don't love the beat. That's actually my problem with it.
Then there it is.
Yeah.
I like the drums. I like the melody. Like, I like it. It's super dope. It's just a record that, like, when I first heard it, I was like, eh. Again, coming off of Boredom, coming off of 911.
Right.
It's like, you know, you want this project to go somewhere else. And so to go here, you almost have to separate November from what you just heard.
Right. And November sort of sets up Glitter, but which I understand. But like, I don't know. November's cool.
Yeah. I won't argue that.
Okay.
That's not Doc. What are you doing? You're crazy for not liking it.
Right, I get it.
But
Glitter. Glitter is dope. I would have never expected to tell you that a Tyler, the Creator song called Glitter is dope. And yet here we are in 2017.
There he is. Trying to tell y'all about Tyler, man. I'll say it. Tyler's a genius.
Yeah.
He's a genius. He's a living example of an idea and constantly hitting that idea and forming it into what you want it to be and perfecting that idea and chiseling away at that idea. He's a genius. I have one other friend that I just nerd out about with him. Like, he's incredible. And yeah, Glitter's dope.
Glitter's dope. I didn't even realize that's Tyler pitched up on the hook.
Yeah.
That intro part, like, it's funny. Like, there are bits here where I almost wish, like, they brought it back as a refrain. Like, that part where he sings, I hope that we can be more than just friends, is so outrageously good, and yet it's a single line. I was like, oh, they're going to bring this back for, like a mid, like, you know, a post-chorus, like a little bridge or whatever. Nope. But either way, it's a dope record.
Mm-hmm.
I like Glitter.
Yep, dope record.
And then we end with Enjoy Right Now Today.
Yeah, let's talk about this record.
Can somebody rap on this, please?
Say, you sent me that text message like, yo, are you going to rap on this?
Yeah.
I don't love this record like you do. It's all right.
Crazy.
Here's the problem. Cherry Bomb ends with Okada, California.
Uh-huh.
And that record to me is incredible. So if you're going to end the album with the instrumental in the same vein of a Quicks groove, I need it to be Okada or better. And this is not better than Okada.
Oh, and see, to me, this is like, this feels like vintage NERD. Like,
Yeah. I can hear Pharrell on this.
Well, he is crooning on this.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. There's like, where you hear a little vocal. Yeah. He's in there.
Okay.
But this is basically like, yeah, this is basically an NERD Tyler beat. Oh man, this instrumental is crazy. Crazy. It's going on these places and the melody. Oh, the chord progression. Oh my God. Fantastic way to end the album. I like this a lot. But you're like, you're just kind of like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. All right. So we kind of ran through that. Overall, we've said some very positive things about this album.
Well deserved.
Is this your favorite album of the year?
I still gotta go, Jay.
No. There is nothing on Jay's album that even compares with Boredom, See You Again, 911. It's not even in the same class.
I think they're two different albums to compare.
That's very true.
and I just enjoy Jay's album more.
Oh,
because you're right. The production, oh my God. Like, I meant to send you an article and I didn't finish reading it, but the guy who mixed 444 got an interview with XXL. And I really want to know what was going on in his brain, because the more I hear that, the more I hear 444, the more I realize how poorly it's mixed. But I just enjoy Jay's album more than this. But wow. This is a phenomenal album. That's taking nothing away from Tyler. This is a phenomenal album.
Is this his best album?
100%. And I love Cherry Bomb.
I love Cherry Bomb,
you know,
too.
I don't know. I really like Cherry Bomb.
Two problems with Cherry Bomb. The mixing.
I know the mixing.
But also, the subject matter.
Yeah, the subject matter on Cherry Bomb, I'm not even going to say it's acquired. Like, it's not for me, and that's putting it very lightly.
Right. I mean, some of them I'm kind of like, okay, like, Blow My Load is actually really kind of funny, I guess. But
Right.
But...
Well, I'm not
well, agreeing. But, like, you know, Too Young, F and Perfect, like, you know, considering we just talked about you man, Robert Kelly, I'm feeling a little awkward about that record, which is terrible because it's so good.
But that's weird. That's almost like another conversation to have, because I didn't get like perv pedophile vibes from Young. I got like, you know, and he kind of raps about it. Like, I'm in my late 20s. You're like 19. Like, we're just in different places. It's not like...
I thought she was 7. She's 17 on the song,
is
right?
She 17 on the record?
I think so.
Okay, well, maybe... I don't know. I don't get perv vibes on that record. Yeah, go ahead and pull those lyrics.
You're like, type.
Pull those lyrics up.
Hold up. Let's see if we can figure this out.
Because it's on the rap.
Right. A 6-year difference is a 10-year sentence. So, Tyler was 24 when the song was released, but it's likely he wrote it when he was 23. So the 6-year difference would mean the girl is 17.
Okay. I'll say this.
Yeah.
The fact that he feels bad about it, that he's struggling with it.
Yeah.
And he's not like singing, making songs, making hit records about, you know.
No, I hear you. It's not the same. It's not the same as R. Kelly. I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not the same. So I'm not completely grossed out about it like I am with R. Kelly. But.
You got Charlie Wilson singing about "Girl, You're Perfect, but You're Too Young."
Yeah, and then again, that song, because I was around the time that song came out, I was dating a girl who was 7 years younger than me.
Mm.
So I related to it on a different level. So yeah, but I get it. I don't know, man. I really, really like Cherry Bomb. I'm not sure if it's a better album. I won't argue that. But as of right now, I enjoy Cherry Bomb more than Flower Boy.
I think Cherry Bomb actually has records that if you could fix the mix and figure out how to get people to buy into the weird content, like just how the melodies are, like Effing Young and Perfect is a great example. Like, that is an incredible, like, that could have been like a big, I could see that, like, that's a pop record almost, you know, like,
yeah.
That's, whereas we get some of that out here, right? Like, See You Again, 911, but like, I don't even know how to classify a record like Boredom. That's the thing. The other thing I haven't figured out with this album is this is not the right season for this album.
Is this a fall album?
This is a fall album.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, you know, singing Boredom, getting in my feels, and it's July.
And it's like you and your wife are like going to like farmers markets and like y'all are doing like couple stuff.
Listen, there may or may not be a farmers market on the plaza outside of where I work. I will neither
listen. I know you. I know you. That doesn't surprise me not one bit. And like when you were touring the campus, when you were, because you were out here, you were visiting here when you were
negotiating,
going through
yeah,
going through the whole process. I wouldn't be surprised if when they invited you on the campus, you were like, farmer's market.
No, I'm good.
No,
I'm good. I mean, closer to my house is like the best farmer's market in New England. So like it's a whole thing, you know, our farmer's market situation's okay. We're good.
Got you.
Anyway, I don't know if it's better than Cherry Bomb. It's actually, to me, it's an easier listen because I'm not struggling with the mix.
Sure. I won't argue that.
And I'm glad I had the 3 weeks to sit with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cause this album's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the, actually, what was it? Where This Flower Blooms, the Frank record. That took like that on like week 2, I was like, oh, right. Like this is, yeah. okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, to me, it's at least, I mean, at the very least, it is the best produced album of the year so far.
Yeah, I'm gonna argue that.
It's fantastic. Yeah, and all credit due to Tyler.
Yeah, he's a genius, man.
Yeah,
he is a freaking genius.
And like, I just almost feel like he just doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't.
He produced all of this.
Yeah,
he's playing. He's singing. Yeah. Bringing his strength. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is this at this sounds at the very least it's at the top of what you've enjoyed this year so far.
I talked about enjoying Jay more, but no. Like this is if Jay's one, this is two.
Okay.
No, this album is phenomenal.
And Kendrick's like 25. I'm just kidding.
He's not even on the list.
Oh no.
Not even on the list. Sorry.
So anything else you want to say about this project?
No, yes, I am glad that people are beginning to realize and see the genius and talent of Tyler, the Creator. And he's not just the guy with the upside down crosses eating roaches. Like he's at the heart of it. For those of us who are Neptune stans, he is everything that we will forever need from Pharrell and Chad. I'm good.
Mm.
We talked about this before. Like, if there's a new NERD album, because there's supposed to be one that came out, I think either this year or last year. But if there's ever another NERD album, Tyler has to be a part of that process.
You know what I need like a Pharrell tour with Tyler opening.
That would be phenomenal. If I could get Pharrell to go on Neptune or get Pharrell to go on Neptune, Pharrell to go on tour with the Roots and take that Roots picnic show on the road.
Yeah.
And have Tyler open. I'm there. I'm
right,
front row.
Right. I mean, well,
I'm splurging for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm there. I'm totally there. So yeah. Shout out to Tyler. Shout out to Tyler for making a great album. This album is going to sound even better in September.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, man.
Anything else you want to talk about this week?
Nah, I think we ran through the gambit, man.
So we're taking next week off. I'm headed on vacation.
Yeah, man. Enjoy yourself, man. You deserve it.
You're gonna see a lot of pictures of probably some food, probably some beaches.
Yes, food and skylines on your Instagram, and I'm cool with that. So yo, my guy's enjoying himself. You're still gonna wake up at like 3 a.m. and go run.
I really honestly, if I could just wake up at like. Right now, we go at like 5:15. If I could just sleep into 6 and then go for a run. So I'm being Newport, Rhode Island, and they have what they call the cliff walk. So if I can just go running along the cliff walk in the morning and then sit out on the porch and just like not have to think about work, just relax. That's all I want from vacation. I'm so old and so washed. That's all I want.
That's cool, but that's all you need.
Speaking of food,
that's what a vacation is.
We didn't even talk about the brisket I made. I made brisket. Did you see my Instagram?
Maybe. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by another Scott Storch video of him at the piano making beats.
Don't do this to me.
Come on, man. There you go. Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, man.
I'm coming to Connecticut. Just have the brisket on deck when I get to Connecticut.
Brisket. I did brisket in my sous vide machine for 24 hours. Next time I'm doing it for 36, but then put on the grill to finish it off. I made some pasta salad. It was like a mini barbecue in my house. The problem is it was just for me and Marissa. So I'm still eating brisket and pasta salad. And
I said there was probably mad leftovers.
So many leftovers. All right, man. So, everybody, thank you for listening. We are taking next week off. But please let us know what you think about the Tyler Project, about the Meek Project, Sky, French. Anything we talked about today, we'd love to hear from y'all. Hit us up on Twitter at CRS Podcast.
Our very difficult R. Kelly conversation as well.
Yeah, man. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks. And you got anything to plug, Armand? Anything you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Sounds like that's a no, but that's a maybe eventually soon.
I got a lot going on in August and September.
Okay.
I'll say that much.
Okay.
So, yeah. See you guys next week.